God, now I gotta clean crinkle, my crinkle. You waited. You waited until I was gonna start putting it away. So now I'm the Holden.
You are the one who is the Holden.
Have you had the Twix pie?
That's what I wanted.
Oh, so good.
The Snickers pie is good too.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're good. Everybody's fine.
So, I almost killed a child today.
Oh.
Go, Kayla.
On purpose, or...
You interacted with a child?
So I was coming home, and I pulled into the back alley to get to my back parking pad, mm-hmm. and it's like, you pull into the alley, but then you have to turn into another alley. So I'm, like, going pretty slow, because it's an alley, and I'm in Alex's car, because my car's in the shop, and I go to take this turn. I'm not going very fast, and I do stop and look, but you can't hardly see anything. And this kid, like, I start to go, and this kid just, like, shoots out of the alley on his bike, like, a bat out of hell. And, like, I make eye contact with him, and I'm like, I can do nothing to stop this. And he just, like, busts into the side of the car. And, like, I look over, and the rearview mirror is gone. And, not the rearview, the side mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get out, and I'm like... are you okay? And he's like crying. He's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. It's just a car. Are you okay?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, are you sure? Like, where are your parents? He's like, I'm fine. He's like getting on his bike. Like,
oh my God.
Like, sweetie, like, it's fine. I'm not mad. I just want to make sure you're not like,
so
I tried to like locomote where he wasn't like bleeding or anything. Yeah.
Oh, then he turned into Loki and stabbed you.
Because he knows I love snakes.
Because he knows I love snakes.
So, was the last time we recorded before Pride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. No. Maybe.
We have not recorded. This is the first recording in the month of July.
Really? Oh, yeah, then maybe it was,
sure.
Yeah.
I
know we missed 2 weeks.
Let the record state that Tony Mast is bullshit.
There was, we missed the
that's
third
official
because,
testimony,
yeah. We missed the third because we went to the ball game.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's
we missed last week because the tree.
Dude, I was locked in my home.
So were you locked in your home because of power or because of flooding or because of...
The tree.
Oh, no, power. I couldn't get my garage door open.
I thought that's what...
You can't so just you don't have
how do you get to Taco Bell then?
I walked.
You did go?
He climbed out the window.
I couldn't...
Your physical body wasn't trapped.
I couldn't cook anything. I didn't have any power.
So did you...
Trapped okay,
so
and starving.
Your garage door doesn't have a manual override?
It does, but when I you hit the manual override, it...
The house explodes.
It unclips... The thing from the door.
Uh-huh.
So then you have to pick the door up.
That's why I offered to come over and help you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you. The last time this happened to my door.
Oh, that's right. That's when your
it
shoulder.
Took me,
yeah.
Alex, and my dad to lift the thing.
Okay, never mind.
You and I were not gonna lift it.
Okay, fair enough. You don't know. I've been lifting.
I could have done it.
I told you I've been lifting.
Doors. Lifting garage doors.
Will you pick him up later?
She was training for this very thing.
Will you pick him up later?
That's the end goal, is to be able to princess carry him places.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, that is the end goal.
Yes.
That's nice.
He's tired of walking.
Yeah.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all just looking for somebody to princess carry us everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
True enough.
I mean, I'm not tired of walking, I just don't want to do it anymore.
I don't know that there's enough of a...
There is. Because, like, tired implies that I've been doing
it
a lot, and I
that's
haven't.
That's true.
All right.
I have some exciting news, Tony.
Yeah?
My company was voted a great place to work.
By whom?
By its employees. To an organization I am damn sure we paid money to give us a survey in which we rated ourselves a great place to work so we could get an award that we paid for that is meaningless.
So it's Michael Scott with his world's greatest boss mug.
Yeah.
That he bought for himself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's wild.
We had a company-wide event today.
Kind of a big deal.
It was They got all the remote locations in the rooms. They insisted we turn on webcams. They bought everybody lunch. And the thing started at noon, but our lunch got there at 11:15. So in the interim, they played all of our company's marketing videos at us. The Christmas one where our CEO turns into Santa Claus. The one where the guy talks about how our company name is derived from some Hebrew thing. And then, like, it's only okay to just capitalize all the letters. We don't ever capitalize the first letter and then make everything else lowercase. It's all got to be capital. Like, who the fuck is this for?
It's for you.
Then, the creepiest one is this dude. He's working on his computer. And then, like, he kind of, like, does this thing where, like, he hears someone behind him. And so he turns, and it's just our company logo behind him. And, like, I understand that they're trying to say, we've got your back. But...
we're the creepers.
Yeah, but also, we're looming behind you in a very threatening manner.
For sure.
So,
but also that.
But I generally like the people I work with, so we just kept ourselves on mute and just heckled everybody who talked from the point forward.
Where can I get one of these awards? Why am I not a great place to work?
Well, I got a laptop bag. Well, how many employees do you have?
Peach?
It's really just me.
Oh. Peach. And you can't get the Great Place to Work award? Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god! You got a personnel problem.
Yeah. And a management problem.
A lot of HR.
It goes all the way to the top.
A lot of complaints.
So much sexual harassment.
Really, that's all we manufacture.
Yeah, that's what we produce. A Me Too factory.
What do you do? Because I haven't seen you in a very long time.
Oh, oh, I'm still in my imaginary company. I'm the production artist at a screen printing shop.
Oh, what does that mean?
Very impressive.
It's fancy.
What is that?
So, like...
like, are you over? Do you manage people or do you...
No.
Do you manage yourself?
Barely.
Not according to my employees who won't vote for us for a great
or the police.
So what I do is I basically, like, I work at a printing shop, and, like, I do some design work, but basically after the designs and everything is approved, after everybody's decided exactly what we're doing, I, like, start the process. So, like,
okay.
I get files packaged for direct-to-garment printing. I get screens separated to get screen printed. I get vinyl, like, shit set up. A whole bunch of other stuff. Pretty much everything that goes through and we produce, I have to
your hands
push along. Right.
That sounds neat.
Except for embroidery. I don't touch that shit. That shit's whack.
She only does hardcore screen printing.
Mm.
So... I want to let you all know that I have done you a great service in watching Dark Phoenix so that none of you have to.
I saw that. I saw you post about that.
I was never going to see that. So yeah, I don't feel
either.
Like you did this
for
me. I was planning to watch it, but I forgot it happened.
I actually wasn't planning on it, but it was at the cheap theater, and I had nothing better to do last night at 7:30, so $2.
$2, not well spent.
You know what?
Oh, it's $2 over there? I didn't realize it was that cheap.
At the
is that the Fair of
View? Yeah. But like
and
on
also
a
on Tuesdays.
I haven't been there
yeah.
in such a long time.
I thought
time.
It was $5. That's
no,
really
it,
good.
The other ones are $5.
Okay.
But this has the second run stuff.
Nice.
So it was only $2. I think I spent 5 times more than that on my popcorn and soda.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which was far better than the movie.
Going usually. With popcorn, the popcorn at the Tivoli was very disappointing.
It is bad.
It was so,
it's always bad.
Oh, yeah.
I was
Tivoli,
so unhappy.
Yeah, it's
so,
like stale.
I don't
know
yes. I
forgot it there. Yes. Yeah. I was like,
we
ugh.
We've gone.
Yeah. I was very unhappy.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay.
And they've made one more X-Men movie under Fox that it's the New Mutants movie, and it's they're doing it as a horror story. It was supposed to be released in 2018. Like in spring of 2018.
Yeah, I remember seeing trailers for this.
There was trailers for it in October of 2017.
Yeah, it's on schedule.
Yeah. It got pushed back twice And now it's not coming out until April of 2020.
Oh, how bad.
I'm surprised Marvel is, or the Disney Marvel thing isn't just tanking it altogether, just scrapping it. Once that movie comes out, both Stark girls will have been in Marvel in the X-Men movies, because Sophie Turner is Jean Grey and Maisie Williams is playing Wolfsbane.
But also, I want to remind everybody here that Bran's dick doesn't work.
That's true.
Just
good reminder.
It was a good time. It was almost as timely as when What's-Her-Face reminded everybody at that council while they were picking King. Also, my brother's dick doesn't work. Oh, thanks. It's not really what we're talking about. But okay.
I'm personally and I'm glad, never not talking
and I'm,
about it.
And I'm glad you
are aware.
Thanks.
All right, so what have we missed this month?
Ooh.
We missed Pride. We missed talking Pride. About Pride.
You missed me.
We didn't miss you this month. You ran out of being missed.
In June. I've been gone for a long time.
It was right in June when
we
didn't renew the subscription.
You can only be hurt by the people you let hurt you.
Wow.
Not anymore, Liam. Oh. Pardoned my heart.
I do that.
What happened to Pride?
I hugged people.
That's right.
I hugged a bunch of people.
I heard you got a crier.
Mm. I was really close.
Almost
got it was almost. There was two of them that were almost.
Yeah. That's so.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, I got like carpet bombed with hugs at one point. We're walking along. the main thoroughfare.
Didn't know where that was going to go, Tony.
Somebody came up and said, "Hey, can I get a hug?" And I went and hugged them. And then there was like three more people like surrounding me wanting hugs.
Wow. Yeah. Aww, that's really sweet.
That is.
Yeah. And it was also swampy as fuck too.
Oh, it was. And then there was those dudes when we were walking. Like one guy was holding the other one up. Like he had his legs around the other guy and he was holding him up.
Was he drunk?
And like,
or?
Come on! We want a hug. So I walked over and the one guy's still holding the other one.
Yeah. Sounds hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot. God, it was hot that day.
We also found the pavilion where they were doing like the emotional readings, and we got another pre-court.
Yep.
And it was a little too real. A little too much real.
Yeah, that was very real.
My coworker passed out twice.
How is she?
She's fine. She's great. Good. She rallied like 15 minutes later. We got her into some air conditioning, and then we were off again until 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. That's right.
She rallied as hell. What I knew.
Keeping up with her is the worst.
So she didn't pass out. That was a power nap.
Yeah.
It was just like charging. 10 seconds. She's like,
she's recharging.
Just shut off.
You know what? This conversation's boring. I'm just going to power up.
All right,
Ashley, go to sleep.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. God. That was a late night.
She's hilarious. She adored you, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Every time I bring you up, she's like, oh, is that guy that was at Pride? I invited her to the lake trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's super excited.
Is she coming?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are Tony and Mag still coming?
No, Tony, I don't even want to talk about it.
All right.
We're like three refusals and rejections down from Tony and Mag.
No, we're not. I ran through...
No,
a
but
list.
Since Tony and Max. Oh, before.
But that was for the other cabin. So we've got, like, there are multiple layers here.
So who is coming?
Currently, no one.
Yeah, all I've right. asked
we
my
had it filled
a
then...
little bit ago, and she's leaving it unread. So. I don't know.
Well,
your roommate?
New phone, who dis?
Damn.
new basement apartment. Who dis?
Oh, somebody's living in the murder basement?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know. She's going to be, we're going to come up on our year anniversary.
Has she ever come back up, or is she just, we don't know?
No, sometimes she comes up, yeah. Okay. And she had a boyfriend, she has a boyfriend down there as well.
And a dog.
The basement boyfriend.
Yeah, you know. She got herself a nice little boyfriend down there. A pot of plants.
I mean, but also, it doesn't have air conditioning right now.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, still?
like the basement. And basement's where to be.
I was gonna say, yeah, that sounds like.
Well, no, I don't have central air anymore. I have a bunch of portable ones now, and so the house is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Before it got really hot, yeah, we just got stuff, and it's a lot better.
Yeah,
just in time for it to have cooled off significantly.
Yeah, to magically have.
This been amazing.
Yeah, but like also we didn't die during that. Like,
that's always good.
Because I was like,
can somebody explain to me what the difference is between what the temperature is and when it says feels like
the heat index?
Right,
it's the humidity.
Yeah.
The humidity actually makes it feel more hot because it basically turns outside into a sauna.
Yeah.
Does water the difference, heat away differently than air?
So in the drier climates, when you go into shade, you actually can tell the difference a whole lot more than where it's humid.
Because sense to me.
Because the humid air holds the heat, where the drier just doesn't.
Okay.
It's a dry heat.
It's only dry until you hit the swimming pool.
I'm in a basement, but I wasn't supposed to be. I was supposed to have one of the upstairs bedrooms.
Is this a cry for help?
No. I mean, unless you're by the house and do construction.
Is there, like, a man in underwear who sits there all the time, or?
I wish. Jesus.
Well, come to my basement.
Well, there's four bedrooms upstairs, and then the basement is kind of split in two. There's a door, so there's the laundry room and all the hot water heaters and all that crap. And then there's a large room, which the 19-year-old wanted it as his room.
Yeah,
it's like,
and
fun.
Basements are good for teenagers.
Yes, yeah. But he's 5'11", and the ceiling is maybe 6 feet, 6'1". So he can, you know, he can't even put his hand on his head. So I am the shortest of the adults, so I'm in the basement. It's not too bad. It's actually, it's a big room.
Are there any basement windows?
Not proper ones, just the ones that have those plastic things, so... It kind of sucks not having some real light and being able
to get like some really good light bulbs.
Yeah, there's that's one of the things I'm working on is getting proper. It's got two, it's like got one little dome light and then one over by the side. And there's also a little alcove that was going to be the closet that has a light, but that didn't work out. So now that's the litter box alcove.
Okay.
But it's coming along. This past weekend, Gretchen and I moved all the furniture down there, so it actually looks a lot roomier. There's a big, fat fucking column, like this big on all sides. A huge column that just, you can't do anything with.
Just knock it down. I'm sure it's
burn it.
Exactly.
Set it on fire.
That won't be a problem.
No.
The sucky construction.
Part, exactly.
That's a pro tip.
Just the tip.
I'm a lawyer. And a doctor.
Yeah, the other sucky part is that the landlord will not allow us to put any holes anywhere.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Kayla.
The chat is talking to you.
Oh.
Brick.
Oh, my God. Hi. Oh,
Luke.
Is that Luke?
Hi.
That's not Luke.
No, it's my friend. Oh. Hi, Jimmy.
Sorry. I thought
there was a lavender out.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Did I say that right? Bricked?
Bricked. Well, it's part of his last name.
Bricked-y?
His name is Brian.
Brickta?
So I would call it Brickty.
Brickty?
Yeah, that's how I always said it.
Birch tree?
It works.
I used to work with him. Hi. Aw, that's cool. All
right, so we got to Pride and then Lena's basement murder room.
Yep.
What happened after that, Tony?
America's birthday.
I don't remember that. Next.
America had a birthday.
Oh, Maryland Heights. Maryland Heights was so great. So next door was on this. There's been this war between Maryland Heights and the Maryland Heights police, where everywhere in Maryland Heights there are these signs that there's $1,000 fine for setting off fireworks. And they're like super fucking serious about this. So next door, the police social media liaison gets on like a week before the 4th and she's like, okay guys, let's have a serious talk about the signs. Someone keeps pissing on the signs. And I have to go around and pick the signs up. I fucking love this city. And also, like, it is a fact that no one in Maryland Heights gave a fuck about those signs.
Oh, yeah.
Because 4th of July night, it was a fucking war zone.
It was cloudy.
It was cloudy. It was fucking...
South City was the same way. It was just a mist everywhere from all the fireworks smoke. My neighbor up the street tried to burn the entire block down. That was amazing.
Nice.
America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
They had a ton of fireworks they were setting off.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of them. Big ones, like nearly professional grade. And I'm like sitting on my front porch. I'm like, hey, like this is awesome. And then one of them goes off a little too close to the ground. And then all of them are going off a little too close to our bodies. And they are shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
In every direction.
Oh, yeah. When that
people
happens,
are
it's...
screaming. And I was just like, I'm going to go inside. So I did. Because I was literally scared that I was going to get shot with a firework.
Oh, yeah.
And then I still like stuck my head out. And I was like trying to see like what's going on. It dies down. And then there's cheering.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, sure.
I love South City.
Did you have your firework goggles?
No.
Fireworks goggles?
Yeah, you never done like a bottle rocket fight? You gotta put your goggles on.
Yeah, in a bottle rocket fight, you gotta put
goggles on. I'm familiar with bottle rocket fighting.
No, am I.
Oh, well, you know, we all didn't go to Almond High Schools, okay? Some of us had realistic ways to vent the aggression of growing up as a man, coursing with testosterone.
Wow. Fireworks were very illegal in Maine. Very
They're
illegal.
They're very illegal here, but...
Something to do with, like, all the trees.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you can buy them in Illinois, but you can't shoot them off in Illinois.
So that's the thing. The other thing is, like, they're illegal, and you live in the center of the state. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't just go, like, across to where it's legal and... Where there's a fireworks stand. Actually, I think they're legal
They're legal in Missouri. They're legal in Missouri, but municipalities have made them illegal. Yeah. Illegal.
I actually think they're legal in Maine now. I think that a couple years ago they did it. But when I was growing up, because it was a big thing to try to get fireworks from Canada.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We would go to New Hampshire to get them because you couldn't buy them in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking New Hampshire.
Oddly enough, Canada was closer.
Mm.
Ew.
Geography. Go figure.
Wow.
I've been there. Canada.
Yeah.
Have you been
all over.
I have not.
I have.
Well, it's only 12 hours from here.
Really?
Probably the closer. Closest?
It's not. No,
not the closest.
It's closer than that.
Yeah.
Because you could go up to Detroit and that would be 6 hours and cross over.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Detroit was so close.
No, yeah, Detroit's like, not 6 hours
It's not
away.
A 6 hour? Oh, you're right.
I thought
it's probably an 8 hour, maybe.
I thought Chicago was 6 hours.
Chicago's,
No, Kalamazoo is way further north.
What is that?
Chicago's 4.5.
Oh, okay.
Going even 5 with traffic once you get to Chicago.
Yeah, it depends on what you're talking about getting to Chicago. You can be in the outskirts of Chicago in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
To get downtown, it's like 5.5.
Yeah. Get that. Yep.
If you skirt Chicago to go to Milwaukee, you can be there in like 6 hours from here.
Oh, okay.
Those numbers I agree with.
Yeah.
That's still not Canada, though.
Tell me about House on the Rock.
It's fucking weird, Tony.
Right?
I liked your pictures. I enjoyed them.
That's fucking weird.
It is something you have to see.
There's
though.
A lot of fucking dolls.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of fucking mannequins.
And guns?
There's a lot of guns, but thankfully the gun thing was at the end.
Yeah. Did you play any of the musical walls?
The answer is no. But
we watched other people.
We watched other people do it.
Yeah.
I meant to tell you, that was one thing I just neglected to tell you. Get a shit ton of coins from the desk. It's totally worth it because those things are really fucking cool.
Yeah.
They're
kinda,
weird, but they're also really cool.
We just kind of coasted off of everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, that big whale room was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ridiculous.
Going all the way up and then coming all the way back down.
Yeah, because like when you walk into it, like there's maybe a 2 foot tall mural of this whale and this octopus, or this giant squid wrestling in the ocean, and you're like, "That's weird." Okay, so like when you,
which is pretty much the reaction to any new room you go into.
Yeah, 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 because that room is right after you go into that weird cave of old stores.
Yeah.
Which was actually heavily featured in the
TV show.
Yeah.
Like, they had to have shot there.
Yeah.
Because there were
yeah.
things that were absolutely right
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. But then you walk into this room, and it's the size of this warehouse, and the mural you just looked at, you're standing at the bottom of, and you're on the ocean, and, like, your head doesn't even come up to the white cap on the waves. And, like, the rest of the thing is to scale, so, like, you're just, like, strained. Like, I couldn't even take a picture of it, because it was so large.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his last one, his last
He didn't
room,
even
I
see
think.
It finished.
Okay, yeah.
But also...
You get up there, and you can look at the... In the boat, it's in its mouth,
and that eye was like as big as I was.
Yeah.
So the dude is really interesting because, like, the story of him at the museum.
Alex Jones?
Jordan.
That's right, Alex Jordan.
Yeah. So the story of him at the museum is like, oh, he was a loner and he just built this place on a rock, and then people started showing up there. No.
It's more complicated than
There's a lot more going on there. Hey, did you ever get that book?
I ordered it from the library, interlibrary loan. It'll be here in a couple weeks.
What is that?
It's a public service. It's the only thing keeping us free right now.
Awesome.
That in the parks.
So that was, House on the Rock was a lot of walking, and it was hot, and it was also a swamp.
Yeah.
Oh my god, those B&B pictures, that first one you showed... Before I read what you wrote, I thought you were sitting at a really awesome restaurant. Like, with just a view.
I grilled both nights, so it was an awesome restaurant.
What did you think of the... Is it the Infinity Room?
Oh, that little tip, the thing you walk out to the... Yeah. I felt like the arch. Uh-huh. I loved that.
Yeah.
Swayed.
It sways. Yeah. It kind of bobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just interesting how he was kind of like a weird... Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What?
I've been listening to a lot of true crime documentaries.
Oh.
Again, podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
Still? It's not again. Come
on. I don't have anything to contribute to this specific conversation.
No, please.
So I'm trying to like...
You're queuing up yours.
Can you please break our true crime
I'm trying to find a segue.
You guys were talking about a place in Wisconsin, so I was what was I... Thinking about Wisconsin.
Gain.
There's so much.
So everything.
But I just listened to Gain, Ed Gein episode of this podcast. So you were saying like he's like a weird Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of Gein, and if you don't know who this dude was, is like he killed a couple people, but he also did a bunch of grave robbing. And then when they went into his house, like he had all this shit made of human parts.
Only women's skin.
Only women's skin.
I was gonna say, wasn't he the guy who did the skin suits?
Yeah.
So that's where my head was going while I was listening to you guys. And I couldn't, I was just started chuckling.
24 miles north of...
your head went there and you started chuckling.
Madison.
weren't we around somewhere?
We were 24 miles south. You wouldn't take me, but...
To
his hometown.
Oh.
Because he's a mean...
We were driving back and forth through Gotham, Wisconsin... All right? And every time we did, I had to monologue in the Batman voice about crime and small cities. The strain on my throat was getting oppressive.
Wisconsin is the home of a lot of...
Yeah, like some dark shit.
Yeah.
Dahmer.
Yeah.
Dahmer was from there.
More importantly...
Really,
Gain.
One of my favorites.
Why do I keep forgetting his name?
Which one are you thinking of?
Making a Murderer.
Avery. Yeah.
Why?
Well, remember
he sucks.
The little girls?
She forgot it the other day.
The
so
other
I looked
girl
it up.
Because of Slender Man.
Oh my god,
that
was
right
Wisconsin?
Outside Milwaukee.
Oh my
Jesus.
God, what is going on in Wisconsin, y'all?
No, it's crazy.
They're out there building the House on the Rock, and they're just like making flesh lamps and nipple belts and shit.
And a nipple belt.
Ed Gein's most famous item is his nipple belt. It took me a minute when you said flesh lamp.
Is it wrong that
my head went to
I want to know if there's pictures of a nipple belt?
Why would you
I don't
need a
think
whole
we
lamp?
Have them anymore.
Have you seen?
Hold
on.
Whole other level.
Have you seen some of the shit fleshlights come out with?
No, honestly.
Oh my god, they've got this. They've got this. This scaffolding.
We were talking about Ed Gein, and now we're talking about flesh.
They've got this,
and it's such a perfect segue. It makes me so uncomfortable.
They've got this scaffolding.
Maybe if
Ian had
a fleshlight, he wouldn't have had
tall.
Right.
We have pictures of the nipple.
You attach the fleshlight into a
motor and
see it pistons.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Happening.
I'll send you a picture.
You know what? I blame Lena on all this conversation.
I could totally do a true crime podcast.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Kayla.
Let's do.
That might actually get Julie podcasting.
I love it so much. I actually started listening to the last podcast on the left, which I know we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And like originally I'd listened to their like earlier episodes and I found it kind of distasteful. But I've started listening to more now, like later ones, and I think they've gotten a lot better.
They are better. I mean, now that they've made it their full-time gig, I mean, they really research.
Yeah, and they, like, they're more, like, self-aware about the shit that they're saying. They still say, like, dark shit. Like,
yeah, but they're way more thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Have you, because I know you like the better research stuff, do you listen to Once Upon a Crime?
No.
She's really good. Yeah. I just started listening to her, and she really, like, thoroughly looks into things. She does things in series, so she had a whole great, like, series of maybe 5 podcasts on Deadly Twins.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Which was just phenomenal. What's
happening over there?
I looked up the
belt. You looked up the nipple belt?
The thing is, if you Google Ed Gein, how Google will, like, bring up, like, related things? It brings up related so people. So, like, it'll bring up his brother, somebody else, and then his mother, Augusta, who's, like, a huge character in his story, obviously his mother, but, like, for other reasons. Her picture is, I don't even know if it's actually her. One of the things he used to do was he would make masks out of people's skin, like, faces, and it's just a picture of that. Like, for this woman's Google profile thing. So, like, that's her legacy on Google right now.
So Ed Gein was the one that they used as the inspiration for... Wasn't that for...
He's the inspiration for a ton of shit.
It's Hitchcock movie.
Psycho?
It was Psycho. Yeah. There's Buffalo... he was the inspiration for Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
It's a ton of stuff. Yeah. He's, like, considered,
like a muse.
For, a lot of, like, our pop culture horror.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
His story is fascinating. And what's weird about it is he's a really sympathetic character. Like, if you really go into it... Okay, don't give me that look.
Nipple
like,
belt.
Don't look it up. Most of the people
were already dead.
Most of them were.
Did he match the tone of the nipples, or was it just a hodgepodge?
I've actually never seen the
nipples.
Maybe
he cared about diversity, and he didn't need matched nipples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he thought all nipples were beautiful. They are.
Arrange a spread of nipple colors in a way that is appealing to the eye.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he, like was thoughtful about, like, you know, you could go, like, a gradient. Or, yeah. Like,
I don't know if he was as thoughtful as you were in your cookie designs.
Oh, God, maybe I need to crochet a nipple belt for Sausage Fest.
Oh, nipple belt. How many times can we say nipple belt on this?
But, okay, another, like, Wisconsin weirdness. So I probably told you this, but I don't think I've told it on the podcast. So I went on a date with this dude when I was living in Beloit. And
how was he with nipple belts?
Well... Hold
on.
Alright,
okay.
I'm listening. Don't get ahead of the story. Come on now.
And it was like a late lunch date, and we wanted to go somewhere nice, and the nicest place there was Noodles and Company. They started serving wine.
Aww.
So we had some nice bowls of noodles and
true
wine.
True romance.
And so it was like pretty classy. And we had a little, like, just superficial conversation, and then he got into, one of my hobbies is massage. Okay, nice, I'm open-minded.
Nice. Oh, yeah, fine. You and I are definitely going to get together at some point.
And then I just love the female epidermis.
Ew.
And it's like, you're saying this 80 miles away from Ed Gein's hometown. I just love the definite article, the female epidermis.
Mm-hmm. The female epidermis.
Would
yes.
an indefinite article have been better? I love a female epidermis.
I love a good female epidermis.
Okay, yeah, that's... What are different ways that you could... I love women's skin.
It's worse.
Doesn't feel better. It doesn't feel better. I love... Yeah, a
skinning
doesn't...
women.
There you go.
I don't know.
I feel like I love women's skin is a lot better than I love a woman's skin.
I love the skin of a woman.
So
it's all distasteful.
I found a website has 24 things that Ed Gein had in his
possession, a lot.
And it's it's disturbing. Then you get down to number
a nipple belt wasn't
20, and then you have to start clicking on the images before they'll show them to you. That's where the nipple belt shows up. Also, the tongue necklace, skin gloves.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Skull candles.
I saw the lampshade. I mean,
that's just.
Yeah, I feel like that's cliche.
Yeah.
Ed Gein.
Yeah. I mean, he was a one-and-done nipple belt connoisseur.
Lamps out of the spinal columns?
Okay, that's a little more exotic.
That was
a person.
Wow.
That was a person.
Wow. That was a person.
Yeah.
That is a modern photo?
Yeah.
Because this should happen, in the early 1900s. Yeah, that's,
It wasn't that early. It was the 60s.
Was it?
Let me look.
Oh, no, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of towards...
He was
not
born
the middle,
in 1906.
But the late middle, in his 40s or something like that.
Yeah, he was born in 06.
Yeah, I think he died in 86, and they said that was 30 years after.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, I guess, mid-century-ish. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this brings me back to... Those are modern photos.
Yeah.
I mean, where did you think those things went?
Well, is
they burned a lot of it.
I thought they would get rid of it.
Destroyed it.
Oh. Or, put them back into the ring.
Just toss the lamp back in the...
some kind of museum of the macabre?
With the light shade, or...
I don't know. How do you know whose skin?
DNA?
Well, that was before.
I didn't realize it was the early
1900s. They would have to re-dig up the bodies.
Well, not the early 1900s.
The original 40s,
50s.
Okay.
He was born in 1906.
That's how they do it. Okay. That's how they do it for trying to identify soldiers.
That makes sense.
America.
No, Wisconsin's something. Yeah, I also...
He only killed 3 people.
Yeah, I mean, he was barely a serial killer.
Yeah.
He was a baby serial killer.
I mean, can you be a serial killer if you only killed 2 people?
No, it's 3.
It's 3.
Okay, so
and there has
meets
to be,
the barest minimum definition.
And there has
definition.
To be a cooling off period, so you can't kill them all at once.
Because otherwise it's mass murder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So he was just the barest minimum definition of a serial killer.
Yeah.
That's kind of weak. I told you he's a sympathetic character.
It's the bronze medal of serial killing.
He ended up, they didn't send him to prison because he was, he was found guilty, of course. It's hard to.
You know how they got him? Sir, is this your spine lamp? Yes. Yep. No. No. No, it's not. Oh, no.
God damn it. Every time.
I shouldn't have put my name on it.
But they didn't send him to prison. They sent him to,
Yeah, probably anywhere where he can get help.
Yeah.
Searching
it was a medicine,
the house,
yeah.
Authorities found, and here's the list.
No.
Here it is.
4 noses.
Oh.
Whole human bones and fragments.
It gets really bad.
9 masks made of human skin.
Only 9.
Bowls made from human skulls. 10 female heads with the tops sawed off. Human skin covering several chair seats. Mary Hogan's head in a paper bag.
That's one of the women he killed.
Bernice Warden's head in a burlap sack.
Another woman he killed.
9 vulvas in a shoebox.
That's,
And your band
those
name?
Were ladies that he...
9 vulvas in a shoebox?
9 vulvas in a shoebox.
Mm. That's a big band.
Band name.
I was just going to say that.
Hey, skulls. It takes an army.
Skulls on his bedpost.
Of course.
Organs in the refrigerator. A pair of lips on a drawstring for a window shade.
Mm-hmm.
A belt made from human female nipples.
Female presenting nipples.
So they can't be on Tumblr.
Not allowed on Tumblr.
A lampshade made from the skin of a human face. On March 20th, 1958, while Gein was in detention, his house was burned to the ground. Arson was suspected. When Gein learned of the incident, he shrugged and said,
Just as well.
Eh.
The house has to stink, right?
Yeah.
Why did he reupholster the chairs with human skin?
He liked the female epidermis.
On the chair?
Well, yeah.
That's weird.
You just sit on
leather people
get
leather
chairs.
They
didn't mention, he had a lot of suits. like clothes yeah. made of skin.
So he could wrap himself in it.
Mm-hmm. And dance. Mm.
And dance?
Yeah.
So he was twerking in these human skins.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know how much, like, how true this is, but one of, like, I didn't do much more research into it, but one of the, something I heard about him was that he wanted to be a woman, but, yeah. like, he was in such a, what's the word for it? Like, his mother was intensely religious.
Yeah.
And, like, he's living in tiny town, like, Wisconsin. Repressed. Yeah, he was so incredibly repressed that, like...
Yeah, apparently a lot of this manifested after his mom died. Like, that's when
all of this, yeah, yeah, all of this happens after his mom died, who he he like worshipped.
The big killing stuff happened. He did a lot of Peeping Tom stuff before his mom died.
Oh yeah, he like yeah, he was known like as kind of yeah. like a
creeper,
like a weirdo.
Yeah, like but kind of in like, a lot of windows.
Yeah,
but back then that was just kind of considered like harmless weirdoing. You know, it's like
yeah, yeah. Bad. But I mean, you know, people thought a lot of things were harmless back then.
Yeah.
People thought smacking your daughter's ass was harmless, so, right. you know, I don't trust the morals of people in the 50s, but...
The third murder is, because I think there were only two women, but they theorized that he also killed his brother, but there's no, like, definitive...
I think that was before his mom died.
Yeah, which would have happened before his mother died.
Yeah, because there was a weird fire, and, like, out on the property... And Ed Gein rushes away, and he, like, brings back his brother's dead body, and is like, he died in the fire, but the brother's body was nowhere near the actual fire.
And it was, like, not burned?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. No, I feel like if one thing, if, like, true crime's taught me a few things, but it's also taught me that, like, it is so dangerous to not pay attention to when people do things like Peeping Tom stuff. And,
yeah.
Because it escalates, and...
Yeah, so when people are like, oh, you know, it's just harmless, you're overreacting.
No, no. Pretty much, like, all serial killers started out doing that shit.
Yeah, like it's yeah, like you said, it's and, an escalation.
Yeah, like, or some domestic violence or something, you know.
All right, well, I got good episode.
I love true crime.
Next week we'll talk about Black Mirror.
So that was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's my whole point is they're Wisconsin's just, fucking wild.
It's so full, like, and we haven't even gotten into the Kuhn family murders.
We don't have to.
But we don't need to this week.
We don't have to. You know, we don't have to ever. Just
we'll talk about them sometime.
Oh, that's okay.
I have a file.
Ew. Oh.
Wow.
Well, see, now Murder Basement is taking a whole new meaning to me now.
She's got a murder room in her murder basement.
There's a murder room in the murder basement?
Yeah, it's a double murder location.
Okay, then.
You never go to a second location.
But what if the first location... The evidence. What if the second location is inside the first location?
I'm saying you as the victim, never go to the second location.
They're never going to take me.
As soon as you get into the car, you're dead.
You remember when we talked about smithereens a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, they'll never take me like that.
Yeah.
Last Friday, we got into an Uber, and we're driving.
Go, Mikey.
Yeah. The guy's fucking driving us, and we're going, I don't know, it's maybe like 3/4 or a mile away from where we started.
We're going north on Kings Highway.
Yeah. And the dude gets in the...
I know Kings Highway well.
Yeah. There's no earthly reason for this dude to get on the highway, and he gets in that fucking highway turn lane, and I'm like... But Kings Highway is always under construction.
Oh, yeah.
It was messed up. It's like never... clear where you're supposed to be. So that's I was like, true. All right, I'm gonna let this slide, right? Because maybe he just doesn't know where we are.
But well, we keep... the turn, like the road that we were actually getting on was like runs adjacent. It's like one of those weird like,
where were you going?
Hot this Blue Moon
is fucking
dying. Oh, I know what you're talking, like in the hill. And yeah. I know exactly where. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's like he needed that to is turn like literally left. Right next to my office building.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. He needed to turn left, but we were turning left too early.
Yeah, to the highway.
Onto
yeah.
This is gonna get us on the highway. Tony, they're not gonna take me like this. No fucking Uber's gonna take me like this. They're gonna take me someday.
You're gonna roll out of the car while it's still moving.
But not like that. That actually happened to me in Seattle. Like
you had to jump out of the car while it
was I was super drunk. And
you need to pick your Lyft drivers better,
right?
So like
So far, the story checks out.
So far, yeah. Then they're like, we start taking turns, and I'm like, I don't know where we are anymore.
Oh, I thought they'll never take you like this. Never again.
They won't. I'm still here, and that Lyft driver's not.
Wow.
Mostly because Seattle's got a whole unionized Lyft deal going on right now. It's a whole situation. I don't know if that's still true. It was just true the last one or two times I was there.
All right, so next week we're going to talk about I Am Mother.
I Am Mother.
All right.
This could be on Netflix.
Okay,
the
thank
story
you.
Of Ed Gein.
With that title?
I write that down.
Yeah.
Because I'll forget.
Are you going to be here next week?
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it, Lena.
Okay.
What are we talking about this week?
Bring me dinner.
This week we're talking about the last episode of Black Mirror so far, which is Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2.
Yes, we are. That is what brings us here today.
Kayla, what'd you think of this?
Did we introduce ourselves?
Ed Gein.
No. Oh, shit. No, we didn't.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Anna.
This is Lena.
This is Kayla.
And this is David.
And we are the Backseat Producers. Oh, and I used to do the releases on Wednesdays only. From here on out, as soon as I'm done editing, they're going to be released because we don't actually have another show on the website anymore. Backseat Box Office has gone on a hiatus. So there's no competition for... I always try to keep them a couple of days apart. Just otherwise, you get feed. If you only refresh your feed every so often, you only pick up the last episode.
Okay.
So
I'll take your word for it.
Now we're running this site, boys.
Yep. Well, for what it's worth.
All right.
Kayla, what did you think of this?
It's the worst Black Mirror episode.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Even worse than Crocodile Tears?
Yeah, it's worse than any of them. It's the worst one.
Anna, what did you think?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And there's one tiny little bit I don't like, but I loved it.
David.
I thought it was all right.
Lena.
This is going to be a great
It took me a while. I mean, it's only an hour and 7 minutes. It took me a while to get into it. I didn't care at all for it. But probably halfway through, I started to enjoy it. It was not bad.
Tony.
It was the least Black Mirror episode of any Black Mirror episodes. At all, but I enjoyed watching it.
I've only seen two Black Mirror episodes.
What is happening? And keep in mind, two episodes ago, you said this was the least Black Mirror episode of any Black Mirror.
I know.
This season is the least Black Mirror season of Black Mirror.
I think Smithereens was more Black Mirror than the other two.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But this one...
Yeah, I was actually looking for the Black Mirror-ness of this episode, and it never showed up.
It doesn't show up.
Yeah.
I think...
There is technology used.
There's technology and social critique, but there's no, like, evil twist.
There's no... It doesn't even have to be evil. It just has to be...
Technology wasn't
the
twist.
It has to just be, like... Black Mirror used to, like... Like, the twist would come, and it would just be, like...
Yeah.
But the twist was always...
It would make me think, like, it would be so deep, and, like...
The twist was always human. That was the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, there was never any... There was nothing compelling about this.
Yeah. By itself, like, as a standalone, I don't hate it. But when I compare it to the rest of Black Mirror, and what I want and love from Black Mirror, like, I was just upset watching it.
I mean, and maybe that resonates because I felt like Black Mirror was getting too repetitive and I was not enjoying it even halfway through season 3. And so I wanted more stuff like this while ago.
I liked, and the thing that I liked the most about this was the tone shift away from the tone of this was so different than Black Mirror. Than Black Mirror. Period. The comedy in it. There was some... I laughed out loud a few times. Just when she turned into the robot for the first time and was like, and then became aware. It was like, get this thing out of my butthole! It's like, oh my god. Like, at that point, it was like, yeah, this isn't going... They're not coming back from this. So just... I'm just gonna enjoy the rest of it for what it is. It was, I don't know, it feels like with this episode and with the whole season, Charlie Brooker was like, I told you I was done with this. And now you've contractually made me make more of these.
But it's almost not fair, because if that is the case, like, fair to him. Because, like, with something that was as beautifully crafted as Black Mirror, like, to try to force that out, like, that's why you get this.
Right, right.
I thought it was kind of, like, seen on its own. I thought it was interesting. I mean, basically, they made an hour-long Disney made-for-TV movie. Because it's like one of those Disney sisters movies where the sisters are the heroes and they mm-hmm. have a caper and blah-de-blah.
Okay, yeah.
But there's, like, more social stuff in it. Or more social commentary. And so, like, the whole...
But was any of that really explored?
What?
Like... The social commentary stuff was, like, super light. It's like, oh, like, okay, so she's super depressed and doesn't want to do this anymore, so we're just going to essentially mine her for everything we can get out of her. But, like, they don't... There's no compelling exclamation point to that plot. They just put her in the coma and then she wakes up.
Yeah, but I thought it was super resonant considering a... Like, all the conversations we're having around art and what is human and computers making art. And a lot of times when we think or talk about that, it's making all of this stilted stuff. But here we have this, like, no, like, this can really, we can do this. So, and then, like, also thinking about the whole hologram thing reminded me of Tupac at Coachella. Mm-hmm. Like, 5 years ago, how they did, it wasn't a real hologram, it was just, like, a projection, but they did it 3D looking enough to make it look like it was a hologram. Mm-hmm. And just, like, how his whole story, image, persona has been sort of, I don't want to say pimped out, it's not a good way to say it, but, like, been like, put out there. Yeah, exploited, completely, like, rejecting who he was. And I feel like that's kind of what was going on. Like, you were, you know, it was pulling the humanity out of this image. And sort of, I thought it was very resonant. It maybe wasn't deep, but I thought that there were a lot of resonances to what they did.
I cannot let the Tupac discussion go by without asking if you read the article about that government official who was fired because he was sending people emails nonstop about Tupac.
You told me about it. I didn't read it.
I saw the article, but I didn't read it.
He sent some, like, mass email to, like, 2,000 government employees on Tupac's birthday. Fucking Tupac, and he's like, it's Tupac's birthday today. You better listen to some fucking Tupac.
Oh, so we're talking about a real American hero.
Yeah, yes. A real American hero. And, like, not ironically, the dude just fucking loves Tupac. Anyway. Sorry. My problem with that being the theme is that that's only half the episode.
Right.
And there isn't a resolution to it. She just wakes up and then the episode ends.
Yeah, she's just standing there.
And then, like, the resolution, I guess, is that she turns into a grunge band. A grunge lesbian band.
I mean, that was, like, a...
The lesbian part is your projection.
Maybe.
100%.
We were all thinking it.
Nope.
No, actually, we weren't.
Yeah, I don't okay. see two Never women, mind. Like, inhabiting a, like, vaguely close proximity.
That doesn't mean scissoring.
Three women.
Still not scissoring.
Yeah.
Three-way scissor. I didn't buy that shirt at Pride, but it was rock, paper, and then scissors and a rainbow.
I mean, like, because there's also a commentary on, like, idolatry, and, like, not idolatry, like, we're talking golden cows, but, like this worship of these idols that we build, especially, like, young teen women, and, like, but they don't explore it.
Yeah, Rachel, there was bits and pieces of so many different things they could have dove mm-hmm. deeper into. Like, this story felt like you could have made a better movie out of it with a little more time to explore all of those subjects that they kind of half-assed their way through. Because they kind of half-assed the idea of these two girls, you know, grieving their mother in different ways. They kind of half-assed that. Then they kind of half-assed the whole notion of idolatry and changing yourself to fit an image of something because you don't like your current situation. And it was because of grief, but she was using the image of Ashley to get out of her own life and try to be something different than she was.
I thought that was ultimately, though, effective and empowering because it was a springboard.
It was, but it also, there was so much other stuff going on that just didn't.
We couldn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because am I supposed to be focusing on this?
Yeah, or? Because after she tanks that fucking talent show, then she just meets Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I mean, you kind of did this other thing, but then also you just rescued Miley Cyrus from being in a coma. So I don't know that, like, any growth we gain from that first thing kind of is immaterial when this other thing happens.
Because, yeah, they don't really explore, like, this girl who is, like, emulating her teen, you know, like, this teen idol. Like, they could have had these two, if they would have done both of them for longer, is what I'm trying to say. Like, the juxtaposition of her and her, like, how she's viewing Miley Cyrus, and then how Miley Cyrus is actual reality. Like, they touch on it, but like we said, they touch on this thing that could have been like a really interesting full like exploration, but
when
they don't
when,
get there,
when she does finally meet her, Rachel is just still like, oh my god, I'm your biggest fan, oh my god, I love you so much.
She's still just getting out of the fucking bed.
And she's still just completely fangirling.
If they had done, like, the episode where it was just, like, this side-by-side for much longer than they did,
mm-hmm.
and then this, like, whatever you want to call it.
Merging of the...
Right.
The would have been fucking awesome.
The interesting thing would have been to do a side-by-side-by-side comparison with with the two daughters and Ashley, because they all kind of wanted to be...
Each other. That's true.
Like, if you kind of take a step back, they didn't explore well, but they did all kind of eventually want to be each other. The one just wanted to be part of her family. She wanted her mom back.
Yeah.
That was Jack. Rachel wanted to be Ashley. Ashley wanted to be Jack. And like, they all wanted to be that image that they were others were projecting, because it wasn't them. None of them were actually them. They were just projecting these images. I think the truest of them was probably Jack. I think she was closer to true than the other ones.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
she's also a jerk.
She was. She was angry. That's most she was people. Very bitter.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was her grieving process.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that. I mean, I think that it could have been structured in that way. I didn't sense that, like, the Ashley character wanted to be Jack, because I mean, she was sort of having her dark thing, whatever, before she met Jack. With her lipstick and everything.
Well, yeah, but that's what I think.
But
what you're
she wanted
right.
that kind of persona. Right.
Yes, but she's not directly Jack as a person, because she didn't know her, but she wanted the freedom to be the way Jack was.
But she was, but I mean, the Ashley character was creating that persona, whereas Jack was completely sublimating into her mother and her mother's musical tastes, and was basically singing along with tracks. And playing along with tracks. I mean, which honestly, like, I feel like is kind of how we form identities, is by sublimating, like, especially when we're really young, is by essentially, like, you know, doing exactly what those girls were doing. Something I didn't appreciate was the whole, like, narrative of things that are femmy are shallow, whereas more intensely masculine things have to be deeper. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything associated with pinks and girliness was the thing to be avoided, and then they all come into their true self when they're all wearing, like, really dark eye makeup and, like, playing Trent Reznor riffs that somehow intrinsically more real. Which I found really problematic.
For sure.
I did love that soundtrack. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
I loved it.
I loved it.
It was good.
I did not like the mouse being tased.
Poor tased mouse.
I did not enjoy that at all.
The whole point of that scene was just to set up her tasing the dude later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and to set up the...
Give them an excuse to get in the house.
To get them in the house, too.
But I mean, that scene where he tases that mouse.
Because
they don't need... Other than the... You already know he owns a... like a rodent. Well,
but we don't know what his alternative mousetrap thing is.
Yeah, but there's no reason. Like, the only reason for the alternative mousetrap at all is to set up tasing that dude.
I don't think so. I thought it was to characterize the father. Like, this was his grief process was to like go deep into this weird ass shit.
Whoa.
Of the
yeah, but that doesn't like
mouth.
That doesn't really come to anything. The, like, but that in stopped, the narrative, that storyline stops like mid episode, and you never even see the dad again.
Yeah, but
like,
it gives us an excuse to have him away.
We see it at the very end.
Yeah, it has an. Right. It's an excuse to get him like away from his daughters when she falls
when she,
off the chair.
Yeah,
which is important because he's talking to the janitor about his alternative mousetrap deal.
But he does, like, the scene where the mouse gets killed, mm-hmm. and, like even, you don't need any of that to, like, he could just be out there trying to get more business, like.
But we don't know what it is.
Well, do we
he's
need
a,
to?
Yeah, he's a rodent, like,
mouse. I think we do.
Yeah, he does, like,
I think the other thing that it gives us is that it shows that he's doing this research into brain science.
Yeah.
And they use
that to
tap in to figure out that Ashley too actually has a conscience in there. Yeah. It's not just a complicated AI.
Okay.
I think the
mouse thing's also supposed to be an echo of what goes on with Ashley too, because she's sort of stunned, you know, and almost killed.
I wish they had done the entire episode on the like the Tupac hologram thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a really
And developed it more.
Yeah, there's a really compelling, like, social commentary to be had there, which is completely Black Mirror's.
There was a movie called Looker from the 80s, and it actually played with that concept of doing, like, creating virtual images of actors. And, like, they would do, like, full body scans, and they could... Like, they realized that they could create still images and it was fine. It was only when they started moving that they went into the uncanny valley. The unreality of it was more obvious.
I mean, because it's incredibly... what is the fucking... Why am I losing all my words today? Like, deep fakes are a huge thing right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think Black Mirror has done an episode on that, which would essentially be what this, like, that episode, this episode would be. Which is right up Black Mirror's alley.
That's true.
Like, why didn't they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they touch on it here, but now I'm mad. Because that's the episode I want.
I think the thing that we all have been most disappointed about Black Mirror this season is that... is our expectation of what Black Mirror is supposed to be.
Maybe that's the Black Mirror of it. Your expectations are going to ruin you.
Yeah. That is the Black Mirror of it all. The whole season all just came together and it was brilliant.
I did miss Pania face. I will say that.
God damn. Bandersnatched. Again!
I don't know. And I get that this is like... This is Miley like... Kind of telling her story and like not her story
kinda,
directly,
no,
but you know,
know,
it's like
yeah.
it's,
well, there's the whole Hannah Montana stuff that
yeah.
right.
It makes sense.
Got to
why
a point that she hated
that
doing.
Yeah, it made sense. It made sense why she was cast in that role.
Right.
Oh, she's also,
but it kind of seemed just... like it almost seemed
well,
a little masturbatory, like at the end, especially
well, yeah.
with that. I didn't like it.
You just hate female empowerment. I'm sorry.
Like when she jumps, she does like the crowd surfing.
Yeah,
I was like,
and keeps singing.
Yeah,
with no mic.
Yeah, like it was just.
So when you feel the music, you don't need a microphone. Song of the universe.
There were points where her acting was a little abrasive, but
so was the woman who played her aunt. I feel like she overacted.
The problem was that it was really ham-fisted because, like, they only had half the episode to cram in this trope, so they just did that.
This should have been two episodes.
Here's what I wanted to see, Tony. Here's how I would fix this episode. You keep everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The entire episode is a split screen. You see both stories simultaneously, and then you're a little clever about how you do the lulls. Like, you can have a lot of shots of Miley Cyrus looking fucking depressed. Or, like, plunking around on a piano while all the family life shit happens on the other side. So you've actually got 2 hours worth of content playing simultaneously.
That would have been good.
But your eye is drawn to one of them, and then when they merge into one, like, you've got an interesting visual
You could even do some fun stuff with, like, Miley playing the morose songs while the sisters are grieving, you know, having some scene about their grieving process.
That would have been good.
That would have been very Black Mirror. And you could have done a lot of interesting things, like with Split, like the Split life theme. Just like it writes itself. It writes itself, Tony.
It does.
It writes itself. Can we pause this discussion for a second? Mm-mm. Have you watched Fleabag yet?
No,
dude.
Where is that Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No.
It's on Amazon.
It's Amazon.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Oh, okay. Amazon, I'll have to. Like I'll have to look for that.
Oh, it's really fucking good.
Is it on Prime?
I have to. Yeah.
It's like you're the worst level good. It's fucking. It's fucking good.
Oh, what did you just say?
I'm in a holding pattern for two more days because that's when The Boys drops.
Yeah, I'm also excited.
Oh, I want to see that.
The Boys? Like,
yeah.
Although we need to figure out how to get it. Gretchen has.
That also.
Gretchen has Amazon Prime, so.
Turns out it was all part of the marketing.
Yeah. 2 days till half the testicles in this country drop. Just all at once. Boom!
Here's your Amazon Prime delivery.
Sounds awful.
Is that noise from forgetting Sarah Marshall? Not the splort. Don't be gross.
I've never seen that
or
movie.
Or leftovers.
It's good.
Do you guys still do Recently Dead Guy podcasts?
Oh, well, we fucking have to now for Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. I don't know what we do, though.
We've done all of his shit. We haven't done all of his shit.
Did we do Hobo with a Shotgun?
No. Did somebody say hungry? Grubhub, $10 off.
Stay hungry.
Oh, wow. Stay hungry. I've been arguing with him all day.
How come I'm not seeing it anymore?
He probably blocked
Did
your
he
ass.
Did he block me? I've never engaged him. Oh no, I do post like GIFs of me like, of like dumpster fires. I'm like.
Who's this, your uncle?
Yeah, I can't stop.
No, he can't have blocked me. No, he can't have blocked me.
I argue on his page.
He just blocked. Oh, that might be it.
Yeah. Damn. I go to his page to argue now.
Damn it.
So who did he block?
No one.
He blocked Mike.
Oh, yeah, he did block Mike because Mike told him he doesn't pay taxes. Because.
Get this.
He doesn't?
Oh, so.
Well.
Of all the things said, that's what.
That's what did it.
The truth wins the day.
It's wild.
But you guys just don't know about Clinton.
Stay hungry.
Anyway, Tony, you gotta get on this Fleabag wagon, man. It's really fucking good.
You're the worst level good.
Have I recommended shows to you that have been not good? The level of skepticism you give me when I tell you something's really fucking
so
good.
But you're the worst is so good.
What I love about this conversation is that I was telling him about You're the Worst for like a year and a half before he finally bothered to watch
it. Again. I know he acts like it's crazy how resistant
that something I could tell him about would be worth his time.
I don't even hear this conversation.
You're the worst.
Olivia Colman is
a national treasure.
Yeah.
But not this nation.
Not this nation's treasure. But she is, I never thought she could be so delightfully hateful and unlikable. And she's just like so wonderful.
Wait, what is she in Fleabag? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So unlikable.
Yeah. Just like deeply to the bone unlikable.
I don't know.
It is nothing specific.
It's just so good.
The show has to sell me for a character like that. There are times where I just can't.
She's not the main character.
Oh, well, that's.
Yeah, good. No. That's no, the main character. Because... The main character is like a Lady David.
So
equally unlikable.
No, like the whole time I was watching it, I said, oh, this is David.
I thought you were trying to sell me on this.
Maybe that's why I identify with it.
Yes. Well, then.
No, I just finished watching, and I can't remember the name of it now. With Olivia Colman and David Tennant.
Peep Show!
No.
Olivia Colman and David... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Broadchurch.
The weird...
Broadchurch?
No, that's...
No, weird. It's they're the weird couple in the weird house.
No, I just finished watching Broadchurch, and they're both in it.
Oh, okay.
So that was my introduction.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever seen...
Sorry, I thought I got really excited because I thought you said David Mitchell.
No, David Tennant.
Because that is definitely Peep Show.
Oh, no.
I watched the U.S. version of Broadchurch, and it was awful.
I don't remember there being one. I didn't watch the third season because the first two seasons deal with the same plot. And season one was absolutely wonderful. Season two started to bother me.
Rogers.
Season one, there was only one season of the US version. And it was okay. And the last episode, it just shit the bed completely. Like, it was horrible.
Oh, wow.
And David Tennant was also in that. Mm. And I have never seen worse acting out of David Tennant than in anything than I saw in that.
Ooh.
It was not good.
Well, I was thinking about Flowers.
Did you not see Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yes, I did see.
Because it's really bad in Prisoner of Azkaban.
My statement stands.
Ouch.
I forgot what I was just going to say.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes on bikes.
Barty Crouch.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Was it about how you're going to watch Fleabag when you get home?
Probably just going to rewatch it. You're the worst.
All of it tonight?
Just the last episode of the first season.
You're just going to fucking mutter under your
how
goddamn
breath. How do you feel about, like, the whole fourth wall?
Oh, hold on.
What?
This is... She's just going to spoil this fucking show for you.
That's not spoiling it. It's like a technique. I'm mentioning a technique that is used over and over again in the show.
In Fleabag?
Yeah.
That she hasn't seen yet?
Yeah.
You ruined it. Now but she like, can't ever watch it.
But it's not like a surprise.
It is the first thing that happened.
I love breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, then that's fine. Because that's the only part of Fleabag that irks me, because I really don't like that.
Oh, yeah? I love,
but
like Deadpool,
I'm, like, willing to tolerate like, that for the rest of
it. Like, I see you.
Oh, it's more than that.
That's my favorite part of The Office.
The breaking the fourth wall. I love that shit.
That's different, though, because...
It is different.
Confessional is different.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the confessional.
It works for The Office, because it's...
Oh.
I'm talking the fact that Jim is always hyper-aware of where the camera is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he'll make faces at the camera.
But it's supposed to be, like, a reality TV
show.
Yeah.
It is.
I feel like that's
it,
not
it
the
is.
Well, yeah, but I... But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like the second and a half wall.
I mean, it's...
This is more Deadpool than that.
Yeah.
Me too. And I fucking love it.
It's like, haha, I'm
just,
in on
yeah,
the
wall 3.5.
We got, oh, but, we're doing a thing together.
Because it's
we're
like in...
I don't know. We're there's a thing.
It's like what we do in the shadows, which I finally got to finish.
Oh, I haven't started
the
watching.
The TV show? Yeah.
I haven't seen the TV
that
show.
That Vampire Council was the fucking best.
I haven't seen any of it, and it's killing me that I
have. Oh, man.
Oh,
I mean,
well, basically what I had to do is my best friend had to leave town, and I had to, like, sit in her house and use her cable.
Yeah, I...
Use her cable?
I did finally finish Stranger Things.
I still haven't. Even finished the second season.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second
season. I watched the second season in about 3 days because I was trying to get caught up.
Oh.
We watched like the first or second episode of the second season and just never went back to it. Just
it did take me, it took me a bit into the second season to be interested in it again.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You know, I thought the first season was okay, but I'm just, I don't know.
I will say I was annoyed because. I don't know if you guys have this on your phone, but when I'm at my main window, if I go to the left, there's a bunch, it's Google and then just news stories. And I was probably up to the second episode of season 3, and it had been out for maybe 2 weeks at that point, and I'm just scrolling through regular news stories, and in the headlines of one of the stories, it was a spoiler. Not even,
two
not
weeks,
in the story, in,
two
I know.
2 weeks is on you.
I know, I was just so damn annoyed.
Try Endgame Weekend.
Oh.
Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
Wow.
Side
note, haven't seen it yet.
Enough time has passed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know
there was
a lot of it.
There was an article, and the headline of the article on Saturday afternoon, here are the times that Captain America has been able to hold Thor's hammer. Oh, well, I guess he's holding Thor's hammer in the movie then.
Hmm.
Yeah, like totally got it ruined for me. We had tickets for the next morning.
The kids, Gretchen's kids, had seen it shortly after it opened. And then one day we were going to McDonald's and they had Avenger stuff, and there was a poster. And the 13-year-old girl goes up to the poster and she's like, "Oh, Tony Stark!" I'm like, "Well, thanks for that." And she's like, "No, maybe he's okay." I'm like, "Shut up, Erin." You kind of did it already.
Choke her out.
It's easy, too. She's so tiny. I could do it with one hand.
I'm
Operation Child Endangerment.
She's wee. She turned 14 on Monday.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means? Yeah, like 11 and three quarters months until quinceañera! Huh? Huh?
I'm on it. It's very strange. I love those kids, really do. But I've lived by myself for a very long time. So it is a huge learning curve going from me and a cat to me and a cat and four other people.
Ew, that's a lot of teenagers. People.
Yeah, a 19, now a 14-year-old, a 10-and-a-half-year-old who doesn't always pee on the toilet.
It's been almost 20 years since I've
Whoa,
lived
they don't learn person. AIM by then?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And I find it's kind of weird. Every once in a while, I find my mom.
If you can't hit, you need to sit.
10 is old.
I find my mom, like, trying to
come out,
which is not a good thing. Because Gretchen's a good mom. She's really good. And I'm just like, Colin, you're pissing me off now. I was like, oh, God, maybe this is why I never had kids. Although, I mean, I'm an old broad.
I'm gonna get you a baton for your birthday.
A baton?
Mm-hmm.
Like this kind of baton?
No.
A police baton. Yeah.
Oh, that. That would be cool. Although there's like, I don't know why, but in the living room, there's an umbrella stand. There's like five baseball bats in it. I don't know why.
No one
in the house plays sports.
Weird.
What kind? Plastic? Wood?
Wood metal? And aluminum.
Perfect. Aluminum.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure there's at least one aluminum. I don't know why. Really?
What color?
Aluminum colored.
Yeah, I just realized, I know we stopped talking about the Black Mirror episode, but I forgot to mention that like the doll looks like a Hitachi magic wand with Lego hair.
I see it.
Yeah. Like that.
I saw the design aesthetic looking. It reminded me of Eve from Wall-E.
Mm. Aww. I love Wall-E.
Get this power cord out of my butthole. It's a very Wall-E thing, I think.
If I were going to have a tombstone, I'd probably a good thing to have on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. You look at the little arms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I forgot about the arms. Like bug wings.
I did like the way they explained the tech that her whole consciousness was in that,
mm-hmm.
but they just blocked it. Like, it was just easier to just
put
it all in there and just block
what
it.
What was, I can't remember, it wasn't they put a filter on it, where they did,
it was a limiter.
Like that was
a firewall.
Narratively, I think that was just, okay, let's just eye roll our way to the why this wouldn't work. But as a developer, that sounds about right.
Oh, right.
And we can't figure out how to do this thing. Fuck it. Just put everything in there then. Yeah, actually, that sounds a ton easier.
Hey, we're going to have to.
Let's just do that.
We're going to have to program all these different AI conditions and. Or.
Hear me out.
Download all of it and just block what you don't need.
Yeah. Or we could do the same thing, but with a lot less work and a lot shittier. But it looks like it's very professionally done.
I did like when little Miley Cyrus straight up tried to kill big Miley
yes.
Cyrus.
It's what she would want.
Wrap the cord.
I loved that.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Trick those fucking girls to bring her to the house. And then she's just...
Stupid fucking kids.
Right? Fucking kids, man.
Fucking kids.
Everybody just got over it. you lied to us to bring us here to murder yourself? And we are most definitely going to get blamed for it.
Yeah, the whole sequence from when she gains consciousness to like when they bust into the presentation. No.
Oh, the present, yeah.
Until they bust into the presentation, I could watch that shit on a loop.
Yeah,
that was
really good. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, four people and two of them are Miley Cyrus.
I don't know. I get that Miley Cyrus had a unique experience. And, like, it's a story that she needs to tell, like, to get out of her. I don't know. There's something about this that rubbed me the wrong way.
Did you feel like that's what was happening here?
No.
Because I didn't get that impression at all.
You don't think so at all? This is like a... This, like, this...
I think it was her, but it wasn't as straight as all that. Because, I mean, she...
Hell, you could say that's Judy Garland's story.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a general, like, yeah. That's like many child star to adult star story. But, I mean, she's definitely doing nods. I mean, the mouse thing is like
not every child star like that wants to go in such a different direction. Like, such a drastically different direction. Yeah. Like, Britney Spears, she wanted to grow up and do more mature stuff, but her stuff is still Britney Spears. It's still pop, it's still...
True.
But, like, Miley, when she finally broke out of her shit, she went off the fucking deep end.
No, that's true.
Like, not just, you know... And that's the thing, is, like, there's this pattern of, like, female pop stars having breakdowns. But Miley Cyrus, it wasn't like a breakdown. It was just like a complete transformation. Yeah. Like all
the breakthrough.
Yeah. All of the shit that she put out was completely different and fucking weird. And like everybody was like, what the fuck just happened to Miley Cyrus? Mm-hmm. Like, so like that's how it mirrors so closely. And it felt so personal to her. Like, like what she wanted to do in herself was so drastically different, and she was so incredibly packaged and she was literally Hannah Montana.
She didn't even have her name
right.
So I kind of got the sense from it that, and you know, without knowing how it was produced, how the whole episode was produced, I got the impression that this was the story he wanted to tell.
Who's he?
Charlie Brooker. The writer that he wanted to tell. But Miley was the muse for the story. Like, he wrote it with her in mind. Because it did very much seem to be, like, this part was kind of written for her. Like, there are certain pop stars that I couldn't see uttering the line, you know, get this power cord out of my butthole.
No, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's very,
like, the Miley that we know now. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised hearing it come out of the robot's mouth. It would have not surprised me coming out of Miley Cyrus's mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when Miley Cyrus, I don't know what you want to call it, like, flipped, like, that's what she became. She was super fucking vulgar. Like, it was so different from what she was before. And not every pop star that went through something like that, you can say that for. Like I said, correct. Britney Spears wouldn't have fucking fit. Lindsay Lohan wouldn't have even fit. Like, she had a mental breakdown, but she didn't, like...
Lindsay also had some problems with, like, alcohol and stuff, too, didn't she?
Probably. I'm sure. Who else can you think of that
Amanda Bynes.
She
had a big old breakdown.
Miley never really had a breakdown.
She
did this in the healthiest way.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Possible. Like, for her personally, it was maybe aesthetically...
It was shocking for the public, but I think she did it the way she absolutely wanted.
Exactly.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
I mean. I think
it was
very controlled. Where, in how she did it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It was with everyone else, it was like this big public meltdown, but for her it was like, fuck this. Who else? Christina never did it.
Screech.
First of all, how dare you?
How very dare you?
The home porn? Was that the breakout?
The breakout when he was crowdfunding his house?
The porn came before that, I think. The
porn was before that.
Yeah,
crowdfunded his house?
Something like that. He was, like, losing his house or something.
Yeah.
Not Screech.
Dustin Diamond. Please.
I couldn't remember Screech. Dustin. I remember Diamond.
How about
Wilmer Dustin.
Valderrama?
What did he do?
Every underage
after
girl.
After that 70s show, he... Yeah, I think he banged his way through most of North America.
Yeah.
That Power Ranger who straight up killed a dude or someone, maybe not a dude. We're not even talking about anything now. We're just talking about celebrities that may have done
stuff. Rutger Hauer. He died once.
Turns out it was 5 days ago. We just found out about it.
Was it really 5 days ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit. He died
on the 19th. He was buried today. His family released it.
That's the way to go. Don't tell anybody until you're in the fucking ground.
Yeah.
That's a very Rutger Hauer thing to do.
Right?
It's
like somebody's like trying to sign him for a movie. It's like, and then they just send, hey, can you send us a headshot? And they just send that picture of his headstone.
Oh,
Jesus. It's like 6 months old. It's like, oh shit. Not Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer runs a tight ship.
Because you think about other teen idols. It's a very weird thing to go through, right? Especially you think of, like, all these Disney kids. Mm-hmm. He had to grow up at some point.
Zac Efron.
Yeah,
he grew up.
The Jonas Brothers. They all go through... Maybe not.
Mbop.
I mean, the...
You literally opened that door just to open the door.
They didn't grow up continuing to be a thing. They were just a thing. But, like, they also went through periods where they were, like, this wholesome whatever.
The purity rings.
And then, yeah. Ew. And then, didn't the Jonas Brothers literally, or was it One Direction, literally
no,
have purity
the,
rings?
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers did.
Yeah. And then they grow up and they want to do adult things. Sex. But they don't get the same, like, pushback about it. They did a little bit. It was kind of like, oh, the Jonas Brothers are talking about their boxer shorts or like something. But it's not like...
Yeah, but do you feel like
here.
Miley kind of broke that for people now?
I don't know. It's hard to say until the cycle starts again.
Ugh, don't fucking Battlestar Galactica me.
I'm not wrong.
I'm not saying you are.
She may have done it, and I hope she did.
I'm just saying God did it.
I mean, okay, so you think about...
I don't think she broke the cycle. I think she broke it for that generation. But the next generation that has a pop idol for young people, then that pop idol... moves away from that pure place before the parents of the children are ready for that to happen. Then the cycle has started. I don't think it's the fans that necessarily even have the problem.
I mean, they kind of do.
Some of them
but
do. Like,
I mean, but the parents of those kids are the ones who were the kids when Miley Cyrus did it,
right?
So, like, is
you
that
hope they learn their lesson?
I mean,
they
but...
don't. Okay. They don't. Because
who
stop,
else?
They don't.
Selena Gomez. She's in the same like generation as Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Didn't she just recently have a
public abortion? Oh my god!
A heroin overdose is what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
didn't die.
Oh, that's damn it! I wish I would have said that because I was trying to pick something.
You picked the wrong thing. I felt like a public abortion would be kind of cool.
Ew! What?
But okay, no.
Nipple belts.
I just feel like it's what we need
as
a country right now.
I'm sorry, bro. Oh. If you don't want to hear about nipple belts, you got to go upstairs, man. That's what we talk about on this podcast. That is why you shouldn't be here.
Holden, don't Google nipple belts.
Seriously, do not.
How long have you been parenting?
You gotta
That's
learn,
the first thing he's
you gotta learn
fucking doing it right now.
I know he is.
Hard no.
What was I saying? Oh, Selena Gomez.
Who else
is like in that generation of pop stars?
Well, Demi Lovato, but
well,
she's got a lot of eating disorders.
It's not even just pop stars.
But
it?
She didn't have like a terrible
no.
amount, you know.
Well, I mean, she dated too. Justin Bieber, so
she got through it pretty good because her stuff is pretty like sultry and
it's actors, it's athletes, it's it's not just pop stars, it's actors, it's athletes,
Oh yeah,
Walter White.
Who?
Teachers.
Walter White.
Science teachers.
No, he never did.
He broke bad.
He did break bad. We all gotta break bad sometime. You know what I mean?
That's what you
Miley just did it her way. She wrote Miley Cyrus and her dead pets. Which is a good fucking album.
That's the name of the album?
Mm-hmm. That's like that was like her the first after she was like, fuck this Disney shit. And her stuff now, like she went through that it's a weird fucking album. It's really weird. I said it was a good album, but...
Did she actually write it?
I don't know.
I was going to say, because I know she...
She released it for free on SoundCloud. That was her other big thing. Like, the other big, like, fuck you to,
yeah,
like, everything.
She doesn't need any money.
There's a lot of really good stuff on it. Lighter on that album. Oh my god, it's beautiful. It's like a masterpiece. But her stuff now is just like... It's still adult, but it's like really good.
I mean, she's very talented.
She is. She's extremely talented.
Her cover of Jolene is... It's really fucking good.
I like her latest single, Nothing Breaks Like the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I have not heard it.
It's good.
Yeah, her stuff is really good.
I don't listen
she
to...
She just needed, like... She was just, like, in a crucible, you know? And, like...
Disney
plus her
dad. I
think Wrecking Ball's a good song.
I like Wrecking
Ball. Oh, I love Wrecking Ball. I like her stuff.
Yeah.
Was that before Dead Pets? It might have been.
Wrecking Ball?
Yeah.
No,
it had to have been.
Wrecking Ball was definitely after.
Nah, I don't think so. Why did we start talking like that?
I don't know. Wrecking Ball is on Bangers.
Yeah. Dead Pets is 2015. Bangers is 2013. Bangers is when she started, like...
Yeah, that's when she...
Dead Pets is when she was just
you
guys, fuck this. Like,
yeah, because Wrecking Ball was like, what's happening to that Miley Cyrus?
Oh, yeah, because she... Oh, yeah, she was...
What's Tana doing now?
Yeah, because she was naked. She was naked on that ball, and everyone's like...
Why is Hannah Montana on a wrecking ball naked?
Why is she?
Why is she?
Is she Hannah Montana there or is she Miley Cyrus? It's hard.
Oh, shit.
I've never seen the show. I actually don't even really get the jokes.
I have seen the show.
The show is about a pop star who is Hannah Montana on the stage, and I don't know what her real name was.
But actually, I think her name might have been Miley.
Might have been. She was living a double life.
Because Billy Ray played her dad.
Because Miley's not her real name.
I know. It is from Smiley, which is a nickname when she was a baby. I can't remember.
Although she smiled a lot.
She's had it legally changed, although I can't remember her birth name at the moment.
What's your birth name, Miley?
It's one of those...
It's going to be a dumb Southern name, isn't it?
I don't think it's Southern, but...
Peggy Sue.
Whatever it is, I'm going to say it's Southern.
I don't think it is.
Brunhilde.
What is Miley? Sorry. Oh, real name.
No.
Destiny Hope.
That's worse.
Exactly.
Listen, she was right to change her name.
And she is not. She is no longer.
That's a 90s thing to name your daughter.
Her name is now Miley Ray Hemsworth.
Oh, that's pretty fucking Southern. Miley Ray.
Did she take his last name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the Ray is probably from her dad, Billy Ray.
Probably want to buck that last name.
Miley Ray Hemsworth.
Oh.
Nee Cyrus, born Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Gross. That's definitely a name you get rid of.
Yeah.
She was in Big
Fish. I don't
Fish.
Mind Destiny, and I Big don't mind Fish? Hope. I don't really like Destiny Hope. That's a lot to place on one infant child.
But, I mean...
I have to carry a Destiny and Hope.
I actually don't like the implication that my Destiny is to Hope, because that means, like... It hasn't actualized. I'm just wanting something to happen.
Right.
But my destiny is just to want it to happen. It never actually does.
Mm-hmm.
So not to say that it's Southern, but their country. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes with Destiny Hope, I think.
Does it?
It sounds kind of country.
The only country part about that is Manifest Destiny.
And that's the destiny of this country.
Yeah, to steal land from the indigenous peoples.
Just like God intended.
Just like the good white Lord Jesus intended.
White Jesus.
White Jesus.
Miley Stewart was her name on Hannah Montana.
Okay, I could not remember the last name, but I knew she was Miley.
Lazy fucking writing.
And basically the difference, it's very much Clark Kent, a wig.
Yeah, it's just the wig.
Wig on,
blonde.
Hannah Montana. Wig off, I don't know who you are, you're just my schoolmate.
Yeah, we've all seen Zombieland. I see the bit you're doing over there.
What?
What? She was doing a bit from Zombieland.
Oh.
I was?
Yeah.
No. All right.
I don't know if I've seen Zombieland.
Oh,
was that the one with the plane, where they were hanging out in the plane?
No.
Oh,
that was the one with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, then no, I have not seen it.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, no.
And then Bill Murray?
Okay.
Best movie Bill Murray's in.
Best role Bill Murray's ever had. It's brief, and he dies.
Fucking Wikipedia. They chose this as one of the pictures for Miley.
I feel like she would approve.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like
she started doing all that shit on stage and like everyone's like, oh god. Not my Miley.
Oh, that's weird.
I think both Miley and Lady Gaga learned a lot and took a lot from Madonna's career.
I mean, probably. Lady Gaga's doing the opposite, almost.
Is she getting tamer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But she was,
she wasn't serious.
But she was, but before she got... Oh, never mind.
Oh, you're talking about the movie shit.
I'm thinking of someone else.
I'm talking about her...
Like, her entire career.
Her whole style and everything.
She put out this documentary on Netflix called 5'2", because that's apparently how tall she is. She was talking about, it's a really good documentary.
It is good.
Talking about
because I really like her. She's an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really is.
Really talented.
But her stuff starts off like hyper poppy, but like also it's subversive. Mm-hmm. And you know, she did like the costumes thing and like was pushing all these boundaries, and but now she's like, that was cool, but I have like serious things that I want to like put out. Yeah. What was her, I think her last album was called
That Stuff.
It was a woman's name. It was her aunt's name. It's not Jolene. I can only think of the name Jolene right now because I want to listen to that.
I love that you say aunt. That makes me happy.
Auntie.
That's right. Auntie. Oh, jeez. You scared the hell out of me. Hi, baby. You good boy. You want to come home?
Joanne.
That's one of her
Joanne.
Yeah, she's named after her aunt who died.
Have you guys seen A Star Is Born?
Yes.
Is it worth seeing?
It looked fucking terrible.
Oh, okay.
You're wrong.
Because I honestly did not want to see it.
I remember.
I can't stand that The Shallow. I hate that song.
I don't really know anything about it.
You need to watch the movie.
Okay.
Because after you see the movie, if you don't like the song, fuck you. It's the song is okay, but the first time I really heard the song was in the movie.
Okay.
And it's part of the story.
I'm open-minded.
I'm not.
I can do
the Netflix documentary. Like...
It is better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh.
Bohemian Rhapsody as a movie wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it, but I just like, what's his name?
Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the movie, you're like,
fucking season.
I could watch this dude do this for 2 hours.
In those tight pants. Yeah. I watch that.
With those fake teeth. Just
oh my god, yeah. Please put the teeth on. Like, Rami just shows up and I'm like, can you just put these, these fake teeth that I just have? But the Netflix documentary about Lady Gaga, it definitely like heightened my respect for her, because she has like a lot of I don't know what she has.
She only has 6 studio albums.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wow,
that's a lot of albums.
She's done a lot of work for other artists. She was writing for Britney Spears for a while. but she has, what is it? She some sort of I don't even know what it is, but it causes her a ton of pain.
Is it fibromyalgia?
Something like that, maybe. I don't think that was it, because that's like the first thing that comes to my mind.
What is it? The something fibrosis.
She had a hip injury. I know that, and like that's incredibly painful for her. But you're watching this documentary, and like it'll start on like, you know, they're going through her day, like she's doing all this crazy shit, and then like they wake up the next morning and like she's laying in this bed and she's like, I can't move today.
She does have like, it is fibromyalgia.
Is it? So she's just like, it's chronic pain. Intense pain, but she's still like, she just fucking grinds. Like, it's insane the shit that she does. I don't even do anything. And
I'm feeling guilty right now.
My ankle kind of hurts sometimes.
I had
my whole life is ground to
a halt. I had a headache the other day and I had to just,
right? Yeah. And like Lady Gaga has like all this fucking pain and she's like, you know what? I'm going to strap myself to the roof of the Super Bowl and I'm going to fucking fly while singing my latest pop hit.
Yeah.
Not me.
Maybe if I had a pop hit, I would strap myself.
I'm like, I need to move out of my second story apartment so I don't have to climb stairs so much.
Solid move.
Right.
Yeah, it was a lot easier moving you into the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a ferret?
No, I'm thinking about it. I want a pet, but I'm not home, like, a lot, so I would feel guilty.
That's why
with
I've
dog.
Got a cat.
I want a cat.
They have a lot of emotional needs. Like, I was gone, well, the weekend I was in Wisconsin, I got back, and Thelonious took a whole 24 hours to talk to me again. Like, it was like...
We came in, we thought something was wrong with him, because he was like, under the couch yowling.
No.
And we brought him out. He was just fine. He was willing to eat some wet food, but he completely rejected me.
Yeah, Josie was the opposite. When I would go away, like, 3-4 day weekend, or... No, whatever it was. When I came back, it was one of the few times she'd let me hold her for long periods of time. She would plaster herself against me while we slept. Mm-hmm. Just, she would not, like, she just stuck to me like an octopus.
Like abandonment. Yeah, issues.
Can't relate. Romeo's just like that.
Yeah.
Romeo's a clinger.
Regardless of how long I'm gone, he's just like that. If he's not on me, he's unhappy.
Bunny follows me. Like, if I get up and go from one room to the other, she follows me. Yeah. And she She'll still every once in a while sleep on my arm, so she little spoons me. But most of the time she'll sleep right above me, above the, you know, on the pillow. And she'll let her body slide down so her butt is resting here. And I find I wake up and I've got my face on her like a pillow, and she's totally fine with it. But she's still, I mean, she's not wee. She doesn't look like a kitten anymore, and I'm kind of bummed.
Well, time to replace her.
Yeah, exactly. She'll be one in September. But she's very, I mean, you could still like sweep her up with one hand. She's maybe 7-8 pounds. She's just going to, that's just, she's a small cat. Josie was a big ass fucking meatloaf. 13, 14 pounds, I don't even know. You picked her up and you you literally made noise when you picked her up. God, I miss. But yeah, bunnies.
Last night I felt so bad.
That guy.
Oh, God.
Jesus. No.
Panda, what are you doing?
Last night, Thelonious was sleeping on my back, and I was sleeping on the couch, and I didn't realize he was sleeping on my back, and I turned over and knocked him onto the ground.
No.
So I, like, heard this thump. I woke up and he's just staring at me with these wide eyes because I think he was dead asleep and didn't know what was happening until he was like on the floor.
He's like, first you leave for days.
And then you throw it was
like
ground.
A million years though.
Yeah, it felt like 1 million years. And then you come back and I welcome you back and then
and throw me on the damn ground.
And now this.
Yeah. What I'm trying to do
it was
lately,
so I felt so horrible.
Because my shoulder's been fucking killing me, is like watch TV on the couch instead of at my computer, right? So I'm not like doing this mm-hmm. deal with the keyboard and mouse while I'm watching TV. So what Muddy Buddy will do is she'll like, I'll be laying down and she'll come up in between me and the ottoman and she'll just sit there and she'll just stare at me. And like 5-10 minutes and she'll just, and like, it's only like 4 inches away from my face. So it's like... You need to go do something else, please.
She loves you so
she
much.
Doesn't.
She just
doesn't.
Comes back.
That is all she needs.
She's like, oh, just it's weird. Stop looking at stop looking at me. And now I sound like I'm fucking crazy because I'm like, but stop looking at me. Go do something else, please. Go look at anything else.
Yeah, so I was thinking about getting ferrets or rabbits. I really want ferrets because we had ferrets growing up.
Oh.
How do you play with ferrets?
They're just like little cats.
Oh, really?
They're okay. Super playful.
Aww.
The problem is they're fucking smart as hell. Like, really smart.
I think they get out of everything.
Yeah. You have to, like, change the locks on their thing because, like, they'll figure that shit out and, like, get out. And the other thing is I need to make sure my apartment is, like... Because my
ferret-proofed.
Other one, yeah, like there aren't any mouse holes or anything. Because they'll
yeah,
they get
so,
in anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're wicked smart. They're so playful and like, they can be a little rough. Like they like to climb up pant legs and shit. Because they like to like,
burrow.
Yeah, they like yeah. to like get in things and like, but they'll like cuddle you and, you know, they're like little. Like little furry legged snakes. They're like,
aww.
Little. I love ferrets.
I've
but
just
they
never,
have a strong
like,
scent.
Time with them. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I've heard that.
Even if they're descented, which you like almost all of them are, and you have to get them in pairs, which isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Because then you got two.
Yeah.
But, you know, they need
a friend.
Yeah.
They yeah.
need a friend. The more I talk about it, the more I really want one, but want them.
Dude,
they're so cute.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
What I was thinking about rabbits.
The news had, I think they said the ASPCA has some guinea pigs. They're trying to...
Yeah.
I never liked guinea pigs.
I had two of them.
They're growing on me.
I like guineas.
They're the ones that are, like, yay big.
They're bigger.
They're like a giant...
They're bigger? Okay.
They're like a giant hamster.
They are. They're, yeah. Like
okay.
Big. And about that big around. They're... When I would describe to people who didn't know what they were when I had mine,
mm-hmm.
When I was, like... 12 years old or so. It's like an earless, hopless rabbit. That they look a lot like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they squeak.
Have you seen the video of like the herd of guinea pigs running across this living room? And there are these two rugs like next to each other. So there's like the hardwood in between it. And they all jump over this. And it is so cute.
I've got to find that.
Let me see if I can find it. It's in like slow motion.
I've been thinking about adopting a guinea pig because my rats died a little while ago and I still have like that huge cage.
Yeah.
And I mean, the ASPCA, they hardly charge you anything for small animals. And so it's kind of like, well, why not like get a senior guinea pig and let them live the rest of their lives?
You have to be very diligent about cleaning their cages, though, because they can get ripe very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
quickly. Yeah. But they're also rodents, so they love bats.
They're like a tiny, what are they called? Capybara?
Yeah. Mm.
They're part of the family, they're rodent.
Yeah. I've heard anaconda eat those.
They love bats, too.
They're so cute.
Anaconda. Like,
love
guineas?
Yeah. Because they're rodents.
That makes
they
sense.
They love water.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to like
I love this.
Make little bowls of water for the rats to swim.
Oh.
Because they loved to go swimming. Yeah.
I would and I would
get the tiniest feet.
Yeah, yeah, when growing up, mom made me keep the cage clean and everything. So I'd grab one of the
it's literally is a volcano in the back.
The pots that we'd have.
Yeah.
Get the pot out, fill it with half full of water.
Let him swim.
Put him in there and
Aww.
Gretchen's wanting to at some point.
That was Weeble. The first one was Weeble.
Wobbles, but it doesn't fall down.
That's right. Yep. And the second one I got in college was Bermuda. She had a triangle on her back.
Okay.
As part of her marketing. Yeah. So she got the name Bermuda.
Like, what about socializing them?
Bermuda, Bahama.
No.
Come on, pretty.
They were, I mean, they were.
Hell yeah.
Cuddlers.
Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah. Like, I would lay on the couch and. Just cuddle right up to you and crawl all over you.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
all right.
Yeah, ferrets are the
and
same
way. They're big enough too that, like they can move fast for what they are. But two steps across the room and you've scooped them up. Yeah. It's like
they're not like rats, or they can't hide as well too because they're big enough. Which
that
is nice.
Little shit moves like lightning.
Yeah, Rush. Shit.
He is super fast.
I forgot about them.
Yeah, he is super fast.
That's a hamster?
It's a robo hamster, so he's only like that big.
Robovorsky?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Rocky. Shamrock.
Wow, I'm going to be spending my evening watching guinea pigs swim until I fall asleep.
Yeah, that's good times right there.
That is so cute.
Also...
Oh my god, I've got to have a guinea pig and I'm going to get
Bermuda?
A
Bermuda? Like, there's some of the guinea pigs that are... Like smooth haired, mm-hmm. like they're short and smooth haired.
Yeah.
Like, nope. Bermuda had cowlicks.
Yeah. That
I love those.
Every direction.
Like, where it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, every direction.
I love that.
It was so great.
We had an albino ferret growing up named Ozzy.
Aww.
Nice.
Osborne.
Noted.
Crazy.
Hold on. I'm writing this down.
Thank you. Jesus.
Train.
So they don't panic.
Oh, they're all having like a little swimming lesson.
Oh my god.
Oh god. I have to go on Pet Finder now.
All right.
You it's 11:11. Make a wish.
I wish we were done.
You can't come in with me.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
All right.
Good
night.
Call it. See you next week for I Am Mother.
Story of Ed Gein. No, it's not it? Okay. All right. Nipple belt.
Well, I've already seen it, so I can tell you for sure it is the story of Ed Gein.
It is too bad we're so far away from birthday. Nipple belts for everyone.
Nipple belts.
Gives me time to crochet.